Hello there, I'm Caroline, I'm a freelance visual artist, and this is my podcast. Welcome to the Creative Talkies. So, this is the very first episode of my podcast. I made the intro tune myself, kind of love some good Blade Runner 80s synthwave, so I hope you guys think it fits. The episode itself is rather short because I kind of need to get used to me recording myself, my own voice, giving advice. This first episode is about a question I get sometimes from people, and it goes like, how are you creative 24/7? How do you find inspiration all the time? How can I be creative all the time? First of all, I don't want to disappoint you guys, but you can't. Basically, all of those questions are impossible. You can't be creative all the time. It's simply impossible. You need the time off being creative in order to be creative. Your creative mind basically works like a battery or a car, and a car needs to get filled up sometimes again. Like the fuel needs to get filled up again. Sorry. Also, should tell you, I try not to cut and paste in this podcast. I try to do it all in one take, just because I think that's more natural. But of course, I am someone who's not very experienced in that part. I have never done any podcasts before, so I hope you guys will forgive me for that if I make a mistake here and then. So your creativity, your mind is like a car that needs fuel sometimes, and that's kind of the first thing people tend to forget. You need to take care of your mind in order to produce your best work. So you need space and you need oxygen. Your mind needs oxygen. And it's rather wonderful to notice how people always wonder how they can do more. How can I get more done? How can I be more creative? When sometimes all they need to do is less, sometimes you need to take two steps back in order to take one forward. So, my first tip would be, make sure you don't want to be creative all of the time, really, because you're going to be burned out very soon, I promise you. I have been there, I have done that, like wanting to be more than I already am. And in my experience, it just works counterintuitive. Like, the more you want it, the less it's gonna actually work for you. So secondly, I want to emphasize, creativity is like sleep. If you really, 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 really want to fall asleep, you might recall a night where that happened. Like, you said to yourself, okay, I got a very important meeting in the morning. I really need to fall asleep, like, now. If I fall asleep now, I will have 6 hours of sleep. Well, if you do that, your experience might be that you are not able to sleep at all. And, well, at least with me, it's like that. And to me, creativity works completely the same. You can use some tools and tips to try and maximize your sleep quality or your hours, but ultimately it's also very much about all the rest that's going on in your life. So you might be wanting to look at other things than how do I get more sleep. Maybe if you're really stressed out, you got lots on your mind, didn't take enough time to relax and review your day, chances are you'll have a lot less sleep than when all these things are actually in order. And it works exactly the same with being creative. So if you have not felt creative in a very long time, you might want to look at all of the rest that's going on in your life. Get a bit more organized and take a step back to have kind of a helicopter view. So that being said, I get it. Some of you probably want to know by now, like, how can I actually be more creative? What would be your tips or your tools? Maybe you have a project that needs to be finished soon. You don't have time for any yoga meditation gobbledygook, like I kind of just told you. Like, creativity is like sleep. That's a bit of a bold statement. Like, has more to do with meditation really than with actually getting productive. So let's get on with a few tips that you can actually use. I also have some book tips for you guys at the end of this episode. So if you just want to know which books to read, just skip all of what I'm now going to tell you. So if you're just interested in the books, just skip to the end. I won't judge you for that. So the first tip I'm going to tell you is to zoom out. If you're already working on something, try to look at what you're trying to do from a distance. Literally zooming out can sometimes help to keep an overview of what you're doing. So it's hard to look at things from a different perspective if you've been using the same perspective for a long time. You'll start to believe another perspective is simply not possible, but I promise it is. You can't see it because you're too zoomed in on the project. Maybe you've, just like me, maybe you've experienced when you've been away for a few days, or you took a walk, you did something, you go back to your project. Maybe you've experienced that all of a sudden you felt like it just went a bit like better, a bit more fluent. You kind of had a fresh look on things. That actually makes sense because your brain got a bit of oxygen. And sometimes that's just all you need to like zoom out, take a step back. Just try and take a distance from a project, even if you really, really want or need to finish it. I know how hard it is to step back from something when you don't have the time. You need to finish it, right? But I promise you, if you take a step back, it will be very rewarding and you will feel like it'll go like double as fast. You'll feel like it's not time that you lose. You need to look at it as an investment. So the time that you lose by going outside and taking a walk is time you will regain like very fast when you get back to the project. Second tip is to restrict yourself. So when you're creating, it can feel nice to have a lot of freedom in your creation, but freedom can at the same time be very frightening and almost killing. But sometimes it works the other way around, and restricting yourself to a few parameters, certain medium or color palette, can make you more creative. I often feel I'm the most creative when I start forgetting about everything else in the world than the thing that I'm creating. So recently, when I came back from a trip, apparently I forgot my hairbrush on the airport, and I only noticed when I was already at home and came out of the shower, and I really wanted to brush my hair. So I decided to have a look around in the bathroom, and that's a moment where I had to be creative. So often you'll be creative without even realizing it. You have to solve a lot of problems during the day, and that's actually creativity as well. So I was looking around in the bathroom, and then I decided to just use the handle of my toothbrush to brush my hair. It's not the same, of course, but it helped in to some kind of level. And it's only because I stayed in the bathroom, I stayed close to the zone where I had to be creative. And at that moment, without knowing, I was actually restricting myself. I was saying to myself, okay, I'm gonna just use the materials here in my bathroom and nothing else. I'm not gonna go outside. I'm not gonna buy a new hairbrush because I wasn't able to, because I was naked, obviously, in the shower. So, and that's the moment when I was restricting myself without even realizing it. And so I didn't need a lot of time to decide what's the alternative gonna be. So that's another tip, to just restrict yourself. Make sure you have less possibilities, less freedom. Then another tip is to give yourself a deadline. So this is an easy one. Having too much time can feel like having too much freedom. It's a bit of the same, really. you're likely to do less if you have a lot of time in some cases. At least I do in a lot of the cases. For some stuff, you simply need a lot of time, of course, because maybe your technique takes a lot of time. I do a lot of painting, digital painting, sometimes oil painting, like traditional painting. And sure, it takes a lot of time. I'm not gonna lie about that. I can't make a painting in 5 minutes. But what often helps is to split up your task into smaller bits, smaller tasks, and give yourself a deadline for these bits. So let's say you're drawing a person, you want to draw, make a drawing of a person. Then it could help to split it up in, let's say, first you're going to do the face, then you're going to do the neck, then you're going to do shirt, and so on and so on. So it's also applicable for when you feel like you've got too much on your plate. So if you have too much work on your plate and you feel like you can't be creative anymore because it's just overwhelming, this is a tip that I find in every book that I read about creativity. It says, just chunk it up, like split up your task into smaller tasks. Like it's not like a big mountain anymore that you feel you need to climb, so it'll feel more approachable. It'll feel more easy to start then. Then another tip is to avoid white paper or blank canvas, right? You've probably heard about the fear for a blank canvas, fear for everything that's white, fear for what you need to start on. So if you have to start a new project, try and start from something that already exists. Often happens unconsciously when you've had a lot of inspiration, when you've been to a museum and you feel like, okay, I'm ready to start a new project. Subconsciously, you're already starting with the material you got to see there. So you could try and do it like very consciously. Try and start for something that already exists. Try to make it better. Try to look at a painting that you saw and like not steal it. Or maybe I'm not finding a good example here, but I'm sure you know what I mean. Like just look at what you see and try to make it your own. And that's a good tip, I think, if you feel like you're not doing anything. Because doing something is better than nothing, even if the something isn't very good yet. Then I have another two tips for you. And this next one is to do multiple projects at once. So this is a tip that also kind of speaks for itself. Just make sure you've got multiple projects going on at the same time, but not too much. That's very important. So if you've got multiple projects going on, you can switch between them. You can switch if you get tired of one thing, just start and continue with the other one and so on. So, and vice versa as well. If you're tired of the second project, you can always go back to the first one. And in my experience, this also helps if this also helps to simply get a new perspective on your work. I think you will know what I mean if you try this out for one time. Like you will see stuff that wasn't there when you were working on it the first time. Last tip that I made up for myself, because these are all tips that I basically just got out of my own head. I probably picked them up in a few books as well, like the one with making smaller tasks for yourself is definitely one that I've read in a lot of books. But basically, these are all just tips that I do in my own creative process. And the last one is to learn something new. So YouTube is full of tutorials. Anything you ever wanted to learn is actually on there. And it's nice to know and a handy trick, so please make use of it. It's just there, it's just out there. I'm so grateful for YouTube. You could also use YouTube just to kind of sharpen your current skills, so you don't really have to learn anything new. You could also just use tutorials to broaden your current skill set. So I always get to know more details about software I have been using for over 10 years, just because of watching videos all the time. So the more skills you have, the easier it'll be to switch also between different skills, I think. Or the easier it'll be to switch a mindset. Like if one thing isn't working, you can decide to just try a different technique or a different medium. Sometimes when something doesn't work for me as a drawing, I decide to do it in 3D, perhaps, and vice versa. So these were some of my personal tips, but of course there's tons of books that probably explain it a lot better than I do. Books on how to be more creative. So here's a few of my favorites. The first one is Steal Like an Artist. Steal Like an Artist by Austin Kleon. Don't worry, it's not actually about stealing. That'll be terrible. I would not recommend books that are just about stealing other people's stuff. Second book is Don't Read This Book, Time Management for Creative People. That's right, the title of the book is actually Don't Read This Book. And the subtitle is Time Management for Creative People. It's got a black cover, big white letters, so it's difficult to pass by when you see it in a bookshop. It's written by Donald Rose. It's a very good book. And finally, the last book I would recommend is Create Now by Chronicle Books. It's a very fun little book with just a few tips. Like it's not really literature. Wow, that's a very hard word to pronounce. Literature. I guess you know what I mean, right? It's just a book like listing tips. At every other page is another tip, just like I was doing in this podcast. So, okay, that's it. I hope you enjoyed these tips. Feel free to send me a message on Instagram if you have questions or suggestions. If these actually helped for you, please let me know how you noticed a difference. As you know, this was my very first episode, so I'm losing my voice now as we're speaking. So I really hope you enjoyed it. I obviously should learn to drink from time to time when I'm doing podcasts. So thanks for listening and have a nice round of creativity. Bye.